Merry Christmas and welcome to Florist United Methodist Church. It's the Sunday after Christmas. My name is Barbara Miner, and in a little while you're going to see Tom Berlin. We are two of your pastors here at the church. We are so glad that you are here. On behalf of our entire congregation, we welcome you to worship today on this first Sunday after Christmas. Our service today is going to be just a little bit different. We're going to spend the entire time with Christmas carols and scriptures and prayer. It's a way that we thought that we would really celebrate the birth of Christ, and we hope that you enjoy this. I would encourage you, if you're at home by yourself or with your family, go ahead and sing the songs if that feels right to you, or you can sit back and allow this to be an offering to you. Read the scriptures along with us in your Bibles, or sit back and allow that to be an offering. Whatever feels right to you, I encourage you to do. The key is that we are celebrating light coming into the world in the person of Jesus Christ as a baby in the manger. We would love to know if you're here. If you would take a moment to let us know that, you can text Floris here to the number 31996, or you can go on your screen below and there are places that you can let us know that you're here. There are people in our chat streams as well that will help you if you have questions about that. We would just like to know that. So take a moment to do that. As we enter into this time of worship, I once again want to tell you how glad I am that you're here. We're going to start today with a reading from the book of Isaiah. This is one of my favorite scripture passages. It's one you've heard all through Advent, and I'm so pleased that I get to share it again. It is Isaiah 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Joy to the world. Joy to the world. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
Ring. The scripture reading is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to be taxed, each one to his own city. And Joseph also went up out of Galilee from the city of Nazareth to Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a baby inside. And I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to carry your son. I am waiting in a silent prayer. I am frightened by the load I bear. In a world as cold as stone, must I walk this path alone? Be
Breath.
going to spend some time going to God in prayer together. I am certain that you have people on your hearts and minds that you would like to pray for. As I begin the prayer time, I'll give you just a few moments of silence, and you can lift those up to God, or you can just take a moment to center yourself on God, on Christ, on the Spirit, on this time of prayer. Then I'll lead us in a time of prayer, and then we'll share together in the Lord's Prayer, which is a prayer that Christians pray all over the world, and those words will be on the screen as well. Let's go to God together in prayer. Holy God, today as we celebrate you with us as Emmanuel in the birth of Jesus, help us continue to live lives of hope and peace and joy and love. Let us live hopefully as the shepherds did. Let us live with generosity as the Magi did. Let us live with humility as Mary did. Holy God, we pray that your Spirit fills our hearts with glad tidings, like the angels, that we too might live with joy. On this Sunday after Christmas, we pray for all of your children, especially for those who suffer from illness, emotional, physical, mental illnesses, for those who grieve, who have spent their Christmas perhaps for the first time without someone that they love. We pray for those who worry, who suffer from anxiety. We pray for those who are hungry for relationships and for peace. We pray for those who do not have enough of the basic human necessities like food and shelter and clothing. God, make us Christ-like in our response to others. Transform our hearts to be a reflection of yours. We pray this prayer in the name of the Prince of Peace, born to us, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now here's some more words from the book of Luke, chapter 2, starting in verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those whom he favors. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Sky is ring with angels singing. Oh. chorus, la 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 la. All together sing we joyous, la 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 la.
Hi, my name is Kelly Crespin, and I am the Children's and Family Ministries Director here at Florus United Methodist Church. I want to show you a couple of things today to start our conversation. So, I have some things here, like a pencil. I have some erasers. I have a white eraser that if you're an artist, you might use something like this. I even have a whiteboard eraser. Now, I also have some spick and span, some wet wipes, and even a broom. What do you think all those things have in common? Any idea at all? Well, I'll tell you. What they have in common is that they give you the ability to clean something and to start over. So when you're writing, if you have a notebook, and you write something, and you realize, oh, that wasn't what I meant to write, and I need to start over, I might take my pencil eraser, and I might go and erase, and then I can rewrite what I wanted to say. The same thing with the cleaning supplies. You know, if I'm eating and I have my granola mix and I spill it all over the place, oh my goodness, right? How am I gonna get over this? I'm gonna have to clean it up. I can't use my table again until this is cleaned up. So I might use my spick and span, I might use my broom, lots of things. So all of these things give the ability to start over. Now, I'll tell you, with the new year coming up, a lot of people have New Year's resolutions. I know for me, every year, I have a notebook like this. This is my one from 2 years ago. And if you look in it, you can see that it's a mess. There's all sorts of writings and scribblings and all of that. And I can tell you, at the beginning of a new year, I love getting a brand new, clean notebook. It's kind of that same feeling of when you get new school supplies in September. That fresh slate, that being able to start all over, no mistakes, right? Well, some people think that way with New Year's resolutions. And they say, on January 1st, I'm going to this, this, and this. Or I'm going to do better at this. Or I'm going to not do this as much, depending on how you want to improve. But I think the problem with New Year's resolutions is that some people, by January 2nd, or January 12th, or maybe even you make it to February, sometimes those resolutions are broken. And so people say, well, I already broke my New Year's resolution. I'm not going to do it anymore. There's no sense in trying. The idea or the mentality is that if I can't do it all 365 days, then I'm not a success. And nothing could be further from the truth. Just like these erasers, and just like these cleaning supplies give us the ability to start over, each day when we wake up, we have the ability to start over and to be a new person. So if you mess up, and if you've had a bad day, moms and dads, maybe you yell at your kids. Kids, maybe you don't do what your parents ask you to do. Mom and dad are in the next room, and you're messing with your brother and sister even though you're not supposed to. And you know who you are, right? We all sin, and we all do things we shouldn't do, no matter who we are. But the great thing about God is that if we ask for forgiveness, we get to start over. Not just on January 1st. Not just if we make a mess that we can see. We get to start over every day. So every day when you wake up, now, tomorrow, January 1st, and throughout the year, think of the new day as a way to start over. In a sense, every year you have 365 New Year's days. So think about that. Whether you have a resolution, whether you're writing it down, no matter what day it is, you have the ability to ask for forgiveness, to start over, to be a better child, a better son or daughter, a better mom or dad, a better employee. No matter what your station in life, you have the opportunity to be better. And when you sin, ask God for forgiveness. When you ask for that forgiveness, you have a brand new day and a brand new year. Thank you for joining me, and I will see you guys again next week.
This is the giving time in today's worship service. We invite you to take a look at our website to get the update on where our Christmas Eve offering is at this time. It's been such a generous year here at Flourish United Methodist Church. If you'd like to give today, you can do so. You can give online by using the drop-down menus, and if you'd still like to give the Christmas Eve offering, you're welcome to. Your general fund is available there and the Dream Campaign as well. If you'd like to give by text, look at the slide next to me and just follow the directions there, texting Flourish UMC to that number. You can also give by check. All checks have to be postdated December 31st, 2020 in order to count for this year on your taxes. Just a reminder about that. We hope that you'll give and give generously, and thank you for giving to your church and trusting it in that way. Listen now as we hear Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we've come to worship him." When Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But to you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for this child. As soon as you find him, come and report it to me, so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child, his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. And then they opened their treasures. They presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Our Heavenly Father, this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to that perfect light.
Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, God rest nothing you dismay.
This is from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things that were made by him and without him was not anything that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of the world. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness to the light, that all people through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness to that light. That was the true light with which light everyone that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and yet the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become children of God, even to them that believe in his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. I hope that you have really enjoyed this time of worship that we've had together, celebrating the birth of Christ. But this is not the end, this is the beginning. I know we're coming to the end of the year, but soon it will be New Year's Day, and we have this whole year in front of us to celebrate the coming of light into the world. Take with you these songs that we've sung, these scriptures that we've read. I hope they live in your heart and they bring you comfort and peace in all the days ahead. And now go out today. Go in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.